Hyperliquid opens permissionless outcome markets under HIP4. Hyperliquid governance moved to open up outcome market creation this week. Under a proposal tracked as HIP4, the network will support permissionless deployment of outcome markets, letting any participant stand up a custom market by locking a stake of 500,000 HYPE rather than waiting on core team approval. The change was reported by Wu Blockchain on July 20, 2026, citing the on-chain proposal. The shift matters because it changes who decides which markets exist. Until now, listing a new market on most on-chain venues has meant a gated process. A team reviews the asset or event, writes the parameters, and pushes it live. HIP4 replaces that bottleneck with a staking requirement. The 500,000 HYPE lock is the filter. Deploy a market, post the stake, and the market runs. The stake replaces the whitelist. Permissionless deployment is a familiar pattern from spot decentralized exchanges where anyone can create a trading pair by seeding liquidity. Applying it to outcome markets is more involved because these markets need a defined resolution, a clear question, a settlement source, and a rule for paying out once the result is known. HIP4's design puts the economic weight of getting those parameters right on the deployer through the HYPE stake. That stake does two things. It raises the cost of spamming low-quality or malicious markets, since capital is locked against each deployment. It also gives the network a claim to slash or penalize against if a market is set up in bad faith. At current scale, 500,000 HYPE is a large commitment, which keeps casual or throwaway deployments out while leaving the door open to serious operators. The trade-off is that permissionless does not mean curated. A whitelist model catches bad markets before they exist. A stake model catches them after, through economic penalty, and in practice, through whatever dispute or resolution layer the market relies on. Users reading a freshly deployed market cannot assume anyone vetted the question wording or the settlement feed. The responsibility moves to the person placing capital. Governance, as the release mechanism HIP4 arriving through Hyperliquid's improvement proposal track rather than a quiet product update, is the notable part. It means the parameters are set in the open and adjustable by later votes. The 500,000 HYPE figure is not fixed by fiat. It is a governance variable that stakeholders can raise if spam becomes a problem or lower if deployment stays too concentrated. Hyperliquid has leaned on this proposal structure before to ship changes to its order book and token mechanics, and routing outcome markets through the same process keeps the economic design legible. Anyone can read the rule, model the cost, and price the risk of deploying. That is a different posture from platforms where listing decisions happen behind closed doors. For the broader on-chain trading crowd, the read-through is about market breadth. More deployable market types tend to pull in more activity and fee flow, which feeds back to the token that secures the system. Whether that translates into durable volume depends on demand for the markets people actually create, not on the mechanism alone. The crypto spender angle is indirect. This is infrastructure news, not a consumer product launch. It does not add a card, a rewards tier, or a spending rail. The connection to everyday crypto users is indirect. HYPE holders now have another use for the token, beyond trading and fees, since deploying a market requires locking supply. Lock stake reduces circulating float, which is a token economics detail worth noting rather than a spending benefit. For anyone weighing exposure, the standard caution applies. Staking-linked value depends on the token holding its price. A 500,000 HYPE lock is worth whatever HYPE trades at, and a sharp drop changes the real cost of deploying and the real weight of any penalty. This is speculative infrastructure at an early stage. None of it is financial advice. The immediate takeaway is narrow and concrete. Hyperliquid is opening outcome market creation to anyone willing to post a 500,000 HYPE stake, and the details are set in a governance proposal rather than a closed product roadmap.